News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, starting this week, FORSA is balloting 30,000 health workers for industrial action. Ashley Connolly, my apologies, FORSA National Secretary, Head of Health and Welfare Division, joins us. Ashley, why are you balloting for industrial action?
Well, over 12 months ago, the HSE implemented a recruitment embargo. In July this year, they published their pay and number strategy. And they made this big announcement that the recruitment embargo was lifted, but the reality is something completely different. At the same stroke of a pen, when they published their pay and number strategy, they decommissioned, to coin a phrase from the HSC, all posts that were vacant on the 31st of December 2023. Now, these posts were previously funded positions and they have now disappeared. We took time to consult with our members following the publication of this strategy, and we conducted a survey throughout August, and 88% of those who responded have told us that there are vacancies in their departments. Of that 88%, 42% have told us those vacancies are increasing. So I just would like to highly emphasise that, like, our members are the advocates for the services, and they have been expressing their anger to us.
All right. Can I give you some figures, Ashley? Since as of August 2024, an extra 27,901 more staff working in the HSE than there were at the beginning of December 2019. There are about 9,500 additional nurses and midwives, over 4,000 additional health and social care professionals, over 6,000 additional managers and admin staff, and over 3,000 additional doctors and dentists. If that's a recruitment ban, I wouldn't like to see what you were doing if you were actually actively recruiting. Like, there's huge increase in numbers in the HSE.
The HSE is consistently relying on the increase in numbers as its spin to justify this decision.
What spin about increased numbers? Hang on, you're saying, well, there's vacancies, and you're saying there isn't. There's a recruitment ban, and I've just given you like 27,000. 28,000 extra jobs. That's not spin, that's fact.
We don't accept the HSE's figures as the full account of the whole time equivalents, but the reality is that the services cannot be met. What we have is a waiting list that has 840,000 people with a population of 5.4 million. Sorry. That means one in seven are waiting on a service, whether it be in the community or in
no,
the
that's
queue.
Fine. So and we can talk about that. But is the industrial action over? Is the industrial action over the length of time people have to wait, or is it over staffing numbers?
It's over staffing numbers and the impact it is having on the service, the inability to be able to truly deliver the service.
So if 27,000 extra staff over a period of what, just over 3.5 years, isn't it? I mean, how many people, extra people, do we need?
Well, that's what we're calling on the HSE to engage on, to develop a workforce plan that is fit for purpose, one that gives consideration to the current population and also an ageing demographic. We need one that is fit for purpose. And to be honest, we have a right to a public health system that can truly deliver.
Yeah, we do, absolutely. And an extra 1.5 billion euros was agreed during the summer. That's a recurring sum every year, a 1.5 billion euro sum. I mean, that's an investment in the public health service, is it not?
And we're really concerned around the budget. We have asked for transparency around the spend. What I can tell you is that the agency spend is significantly increasing every quarter. The overtime spend is significantly increasing every quarter. And that has a knock-on effect to these recruitment embargoes. And yesterday I read an article that I find extremely alarming, where 4 of the 8 on the HSE and Department of Health Productivity and Savings Task Force are external consultants. And for three of those executives, it's costing €4,000 a day. Now, I just find that flabbergasting.
Yeah.
I mean, for the same
OECD,
price for
the latest OECD report, sorry to cut across, the latest OECD report says we've the second highest number of nurses per head of population. It doesn't look, when you look at the health service from the outside, it doesn't look like it's chronically understaffed.
But the reality is that it is chronically understaffed. I mean, when you have waiting lists at that length, where you have 840,000...
Well, maybe the system
said,
just isn't efficient enough, though. Is that not why we have waiting lists that long?
I think, to be honest, I think that what we need to do is step back from taking firm positions, and that the HSE needs to engage with the trade unions collectively on a workforce plan. I mean, we have been engaged in protests over the last number of weeks, and I've been speaking to members from all the different unions, and they are explaining to us the impact that this is having, the number of cancellations that take place on a daily basis, the number of elective procedures that continue to be cancelled due to the lack of beds. So the HSE
could that be down to work practice issues? Could that be down to work practice issues? No, it's just down to numbers and nothing else.
I think what it is the HSE needs to engage in the workforce plan. I think what we do need is to see clear plans from the HSE. But the HSE is not speaking to anybody. They have not engaged on these proposals. They have not engaged on the future delivery of services. And they are failing to engage and listen to their own workforce.
Ashley Connolly, Forsyth National Secretary, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.